There's not a lot going on non-commercial-wise over the 4th of July weekend, so all I have to offer this morning is a tall grass al fresco showing tonight of the original 1932 Warner Brothers gangster classic, Scarface, with Paul Muni playing a character modeled on Al Capone and George Raft establishing himself as a gangster star in the movie some people credit with starting the classic crime series of the 30s. Scarface, not to be confused with the later Al Pacino version, shows at 8 in the Brickyard at 129 North Rock Island tonight, preceded by a tall grass short subject. And next Wednesday at 6:30, the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway shows Tchaikovsky's opera Eugene Onegin at 6:30 on the big screen with subtitles. But we do have a rare grown-up crime thriller, and quite an unusual one, in Harry Brown with Michael Caine and Emily Mortimer. Basically, Harry Brown is just a standard vigilante revenge movie, very similar to Charles Bronson's Death Wish series of 1974 through 94, but made very different by its hero and its treatment. Caine plays a very aging veteran of Marine Corps combat with some of the degeneration of age. He does not stand very straight or walk very fast, and in general has little resemblance to Clint Eastwood, though he can be formidable for brief moments when there is no alternative. For no clear reason except genre conventions, he has only one friend. Maybe if I lived in a New York slum housing unit, I would understand that. And for no good reason except stereotype, we see a picture of him in the old days with a chest full of decorations. Also generically, he is given a personal motive for his one-man campaign to wipe out the scummy youth gang that has poisoned his deteriorating neighborhood, but he never does anything beyond his waning strength. While we're at the stereotypical element, let's just mention the unhelpful police, the false friend who is behind it all, the sympathetic woman, and entirely too many nick-of-time bullets from off-screen and villains who can't shoot straight. But the treatment makes all this old stuff work as if it were new. Long-held shots, long pauses in conversations, spare movement within shots, and inadequate lighting contribute to a feeling of helplessness and melancholy sustained by suspense promoted by the physical condition of Caine and the corruption of the neighborhood, which is such that at one point I decided no success of any significance was even possible for Caine. There are a number of interesting ironies. The stubborn misinterpretation of the situation by the head cop ends up accomplishing more than Caine does to clean up the area. And of the two major police characters, only one suspects what Caine is doing, but neither seems much interested in bringing him to justice. Emily Mortimer is unconvincingly miscast as a policewoman, but what do I know about police people? The gang's opium den is so stereotypically evil that it reminded me of the Yellow Peril pulp material of the 30s. But what do I know about opium dens in New York? I doubt that anybody could recover from some of the kickings when down, but maybe people are tougher than I think. I do have dubious feelings about such pro-vigilante movies as Harry Brown, but it's a popular genre, and Harry Brown is a superior example of a kind of movie I don't often recommend. Jim Erickson, over and out.